What is up? It's Alex, your reigning queen of dad jokes from the podcast that rocked. I've got something even better than my terrible punchlines for VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach. Here's how to enter. Follow me on Instagram, like the giveaway post, and tag a friend in the comments. Every extra friend is an extra entry. Bonus entries for each recent YouTube episode you comment hashtag Warped Got Rocked. Enter now and I'll see you on the podcast that rocked.
Welcome back to the podcast that rocked, weekly podcast that talks about news of the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And we are short a Rowan who got stuck in IRL stuff. If I'm correct, he's still stuck in traffic. If he can pop on in time, that'll be great. If not, it's okay. We blame New York traffic. And if you've been to New York, you know that's just how it is sometimes.
Brutal.
Exactly. Thank you all for tuning in, especially on YouTube, for your patience. We had to reconfigure OBS just to make sure for two people it was still good. However, we thank you all. If we hit 50 likes, we'll hit a round of festival rock or flop. And I'm going to have Alex take it away for a moment for what you just saw on our Warped Tour Long Beach giveaway. Alex, would you like to pitch and tell people what's going on?
Super excited about this. So we have decided to hook you up with something super epic, much better than, you know, my awesome punchlines or puns or whatever the week brings. We've got four VIP passes for Warped Tour Long Beach, and I've got one over here somewhere. This is going to be super, super rad. So if you want to go to Warped Tour Long Beach, we've got four of these bad boys with your name on them. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram, comment on the post, tag a friend, like the giveaway post itself, and every extra friend that you tag within that Instagram post is an additional entry. So check that out. Also comment Warped Got Rocked on any of our recent podcast episodes here on YouTube. And that's an additional entry.
I just put the hashtag in there for that as well. I'll put the link to the Instagram post also in the pinned comment. Follow Alex on her Instagram. It's on my Instagram feed as well, but just make sure that's set. I'll put everything up there as well. Thank you for tuning in. One question just to clarify. Is this a transferable win? Or if you win, those are your tickets, not transferable. You get to, you, if you want to enter, you should be the one to go.
Absolutely. And all of the contest rules themselves are on my website. All of the links are everywhere they need to be. So you have to be going to this. You can't enter for somebody else.
Correct.
And it's four VIP passes for Warped Tour Long Beach. So no accommodations, no travel, but you want four VIP passes.
The VIP,
yeah, enter, we got you covered.
And as someone that went to the VIP for DC, VIP is nice. Like, you have your own shaded seats, your own private, like, eating areas and stuff, viewing areas. It's way nicer. Also, Long Beach got the better lineup. So,
and weather.
Yeah, so it won't be in the stank weather either. Long Beach actually has slightly better weather than we did. So, you know what? There you go. Proof that
Sunshine
we do good
State,
nice
baby.
Things. Before we get to some of the news, I would like to point out one more thing. This good boy right here is on new medicine, so please send your love to Ivan as he's trying to... He feels fine. It's just stuff he has to deal with. He's in the area of spitting out the pill when we put it in his mouth, and then we put the pill in food. He eats the food and spits out the pill. This dog
is... He's so smart.
This dog is incredibly smart and crafty and cunning to our unfortunate dilemma. However, he's fine. It's just tough to make sure he's going to keep doing okay and sticking with us for a while. His behavior has not changed. Please give Ivan your well wishes. I know that I am the third most popular one on the podcast tonight. Ivan, Alex, Luke, I know the hierarchy. That's fine. So,
okay, Ivan beats us both by many multipliers.
That's fair. We'll make a poll for that later. Who loves it the most? Ivan, Alex, or Luke? Also, my wife is in here. My baby boy. That is correct. So let me make sure I get this right. I got to make sure I push the right buttons now because OBS is a little wonky, but we're going to go right into the bonkers news of drama everywhere that's happened for over 2 weeks now, and it still keeps unfolding. Is that the right one? That's the right one. There we go. I figured it out. So, for those of you who are not aware about the Asking Alexandria shenanigans, and there have been quite a few, it all happened last at DC Warped Tour. I did not see this performance. It closed out one of the stages where Asking Alexandria did so poorly, the bassist apologized, and Danny Warstop was wearing all black. It was a big mess. We've heard it very little since. Apparently, the accusation is they're deleting comments, especially Danny Warstop, about everything. Ben Bruce leaving the band, what was it, a year ago?
Yeah, was it?
Well, maybe. Say, you know, just be comfortable. No. If someone wants to correct us, that's fine. Yeah, a year ago. And now we are finally hearing from one Dennis Stauff, the one time singer when Danny Warstop left the band in the mid 2010s, had an album released with Asking Alexandria, toured with them, and then got the boot. And we're finally hearing all this. And the reason why is because he kept getting asked. Like, it was unignorable about what he thought. So as we go to the quote, I'm going to read this and some light censorship on here. But this is this is the first time, isn't it? Like, that we've heard from Dennis Stauff about all this stuff. And this is like the
first major time in like 9 years. Yeah, it's right? Wild.
Yeah. So. Dennis Stauff from Metal Injection that copied it for about a year. They had the album, all that. Stauff took to Instagram. Hey, fam, I don't even know where to start here. I simply couldn't ignore the AA situation that's circling around the internet right now. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for the amount of love you've all showed me in the comments. I appreciate you all. And he did get a lot of support, like saying, like, maybe we should get this guy back. Now let's get to it. I've seen the videos. I laughed my tits off and I loved it. Like hundred, that's a very British thing to say. Like hundreds of people mentioned in the comments, this is what they always sounded like live since the beginning of their career. Oh goodness.
Ouch.
I didn't even remember that part. I must have skimmed over it. I was rolling on the floor laughing years ago when Danny Warstop said that I was performing to his backing tracks, which was an awful and 100% fake statement. As you can see in their Warped Tour 2025 show, Danny is clearly having tons of backing tracks in their live set and is clearly incapable of giving a good performance to the people who paid money for their tickets and simply wanted to see a good show. And yes, they were using bad tracks at Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably.
I mean, a lot of bands do.
Yes, they probably could have used more. Now that we know what's going on, here's a few video performance comparisons that show a drastic difference, and he shows them on there on his Instagram page. But unfortunately, I would never return to a band that was still never presented a single royalty statement for the Black Album and has failed to pay out an estimated $5 million of my profit share as stipulated in the contracts I signed with them at the time. This includes revenues from songs, authorship, sales, streams, deals, show tickets, and performance guarantees, and worldwide merchandise sales. I have sent countless email requests regarding this issue to the band and their representatives, all of which have been ignored for nearly 9 years. That is insane. Now, when I first saw the number, Alex, I don't know about you. When I first saw the number, I was like, there's no way 5 million. But then it hit me. No. They still were a big name in the mid-2010s with the Black Album, especially in Europe and UK. And they were still touring and getting the ad revenue, merch, downside guarantees, all that other stuff from the label.
I kind of had the exact same response. I'm like, from streams? No way. There's no way.
Yeah.
But then you factor in, okay, merchandise, album sales or streams, you know, combined ticket sales. I mean, because we're talking like guarantees and stuff from all the shows during that cycle as well.
And
so
he was not just remote, like singing, performing and didn't go on tour. No, he was the front of Asking Alexandria for over a year. And people did not hate that album. They did not, you know? When Danny was with We Are Harlot and doing all that stuff, that was fine. Fast forward to 2025, roughly 10 years later from when Dennis left / got kicked out. Boy, things have changed. Now, the argument is, and from Dennis saying, well, I've been ghosted for 9 years. Every time I've tried to talk about this, I get nothing. I hope he has an army of lawyers now. It's just like, I'll help you out. You'll only have to pay me if you win. It's like, okay. I hope that happens for the guy. However, we have one reporter on the job who went back in time 9 years to talk to one Ben Bruce about what happened when Danny Warstop got bit and Dennis left the band. What happened there, everybody? Well, let's find out from one Alex Gray who interviewed Ben Bruce in 2016.
How has it been working with Danny again?
Awesome. I mean, he leaves his dog wherever he chooses, clearly. But it's been amazing. It's been really, really good. Everyone's stoked that he's back, fans and band included. So, I mean, couldn't really ask for anything better, honestly.
Can he please be an ounce more excited? Just an ounce.
Getting back together, right? Trying to tour and live together, essentially?
No. Really, it's weird. It felt normal.
Yeah, like getting the Brotherhood back together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was kind of like there was never even a gap. like whenever someone brings it up, I'm just like, yeah, it just feels like I took a really long nap.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Do you guys talk to Dennis at all?
We've not heard from him at all, no. He disappeared before Danny even joined the band again, and we haven't heard from him since.
Okay, cool.
But I'm sure we were, you know, everyone was worried that he wasn't okay, but we know he's okay because he's posting things on Instagram, so, you know, to each his own, that's fine.
Yeah, at least there's some not knowing that he's okay there.
Yeah, exactly, you know, as long as he's alright and doing whatever he's doing, that's alright.
Disappeared? That's what happened? That's the word they chose? Ugh.
Like, just the way that I'm like, how can you dismiss this entire chapter from your story? You know, obviously now with all of these things coming out and all of this new stuff being brought to light again, I suppose. Because, I mean, that was in September of 2016. So, like, right when Danny came back and they were, you know, just starting to get back into the groove, and Dennis had a whole lot going on. We all know that, you know, if you're a fan and you knew what was going on, Dennis had a whole lot going on.
Yeah.
So for them to just say, oh yeah, we haven't heard from him, we have no idea.
It just felt like a nap and now he's gone. And so it's just so cold and like just ignoring such a big piece of your life. It's like, he disappeared before Danny showed up. I'm sure he's fine. What?
Yeah. Like, just the fact that they completely tried to write this off. Like, oh yeah, that didn't happen. But now everything's normal again. Danny's back. We're doing Asking Alexandria and it's the way it was meant to be. Like, no, a lot of fans were introduced to Asking Alexandria during that cycle. A lot of fans like that. Like, you can't just completely write it off.
No, and they really tried, by the way, for whatever reason. But also, I think about it, the way he described it, he describes it like an office coworker that he knows on the other floor, not in your department. Oh, yeah, I worked with him for about a year. I'm sure he's doing fine. That's how he treats it. But this is a band that you're on the road with, living with, day in and day out, wrote the album with you, who you signed a contract saying he'd get a lot of his share, and apparently he's owed a lot. Again, this is a situation, if what Dennis Stoff is true, says is true, and he has statements of like him trying to reach out and getting ghosted, if he has signed contracts that have not been delivered, not only does he have a strong case, but Ask Alexander is going to be done. Because
it's wild.
Yeah. Asking Alexandria is not making $5 million a year right now. I don't know how else to say it. I don't know what they got paid for the Warped Tour appearance. I can't imagine it would cover all that.
I don't know. Well, it's just, it feels icky and it feels weird. Like, just the band as a whole. Mm-hmm. You can't just completely write something like that off. And the way that it's all coming out now and Dennis, the way that the fans are responding to Dennis and reaching out to him, I like that because that's like, okay, you know, they're actually saying, you know what you did in the band at that time was important. Yes. Whether they're going to admit it or not, we, the fans, want you to know it was important to us. And with what we got at Warped Tour, in our eyes, we deserve better and you're better. So it's kind of cool for Dennis to kind of get that recognition from the fans with all of this happening.
I hope it helps him, like, whatever he does next, whether it get his money back or helps jumpstart his next endeavor. Whatever it is, I hope it helps. It is nice to see that because I remember back in the day when Danny rejoined, people were like, oh, I didn't like that guy. Oh, I kind of like, I don't know if I want Danny back. That instant divide that always happens when a situation like this. Now it's so weird to see this not only come full circle, but completely tidal wave to the other guy. And what's wild about this, too, the interview that we just showed with Alex back in 2016 with Ben Bruce. Yeah, Ben Bruce is no longer with the band. So I would love to hear more from someone who's still in the band. And it's not going to be Danny Warstout that's going to tell us.
No. And you know what? I would also love to revisit this with them. Like, okay, what do you have to say now? Almost 10 years later, what do you have to say now after we have this conversation? Honestly, I would kind of like to talk to Ben again, too. Like,
yes.
What do you think now stepping away from all of this? That would be such an interesting conversation to have.
Mm-hmm. And also hearing Ben, like, not only about the Dennis stuff too, but here's on, it's just like, what made you finally want to leave? Because what we're seeing now with Asking Alexandria, it cannot just be coincidence that this nightmare performance and all the downward spiral that Asking Alexandria's had over the like last 3 or 4 years since pandemic, really. And all that along with you leaving cannot just be coincidental.
Yeah, no, there's got to be some sort of friction behind the scenes. There's got to be.
Yeah. So I do feel bad for all the long-running Asking Alexandria fans. Speaking of long-running Asking Alexandria fans, I think I just heard someone pop in.
Is that a Rowan?
Hi.
Rowan,
how's it going?
We're just finishing up, but we do want to hear your thoughts, too, about the Asking Alexandria stuff. Thank you. I told you guys Rowan would be here. Thank you so much.
Yep. Sorry about that, guys. Work ran late and I was rushing home. I took out a cyclist on my way here, but I mean, like, they're subhuman, so no major losses there.
Wow. No, uncalled for. I ride my bike sometimes, mister.
I'm talking about one of those guys in full spandex, you know?
Maybe I'm that guy.
Were they wearing
I'm talking about.
Were they wearing like a Buck Cherry t-shirt? Because then I'll be okay with it. But otherwise, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be an accomplice. Any quick thoughts while you're getting ready, Rowan, about Asking Alexandria and Dennis Stauff and all this nonsense before we move on?
Honestly, I'm with Dennis, really, just kind of like I've been reading the statements, really, and if they're believed, like, you know, or if they're like led to be believed, like, you know, like, I think Asking Alexandria really just kind of like really did him dirty. I feel like he was a fine vocalist. I wasn't like that crazy about the album that he was on, but I mean, like, he did his job, and I mean, like, no one should not get paid for their work, right? Yeah. If he's being screwed out of royalties and, like, you know, and just like tour revenue, that's like that's just not cool. It's just so bad. It's just a bad look on them.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much echoed our thoughts too without even being here. So that's we're definitely on the same page. I think that's the public opinion as well. Not even general consensus, but overall majority consensus. Just most people.
Yeah,
this is bad.
If I can be a little bit more personal, I feel like with both this and with Warped Tour, I mean, like, I made that one comparison where Danny Warsnop, like, was like Vince Neil, how he is now. Honestly, I kind of said that really just because, like, I feel like I am just seeing a band I used to hold in a little bit more higher regard when I was younger, and now I'm kind of like seeing the fall from grace, kind of like how a Motley Crue fan could probably like be seeing what they're like now. It's just like, my God, it's just like, just stop. This is sad.
It's concerning. And we may not know. We showed Alex's interview with Ben as well. So from 2016, like, and now it's just full circle. So you know what? Leave us your thoughts in the comments, everybody, about this nonsense for Asking Alexandria, and I'm curious what happens next. And also, there's no way this is the end. Something else is going to come out of this as well. Something.
Oh yeah.
So we shall see. Oh, we got Vince Neil coverage later. Don't worry, everybody. We'll be brief.
I didn't spoil anything.
We'll be brief on that one because gross. But anyway, we move on to our ongoing debate on AI, cringe or terrible? Because you could be cringe and be funny, or cringe and be adorable, but you could be cringe and terrible as well. So maybe it's both. Band with millions of streams accused of being AI generated. The band The Velvet Sundown, now on all streaming platforms, is gaining a lot of support for a lot of different reasons. Now, some of you might be thinking, what do you mean an AI band? I mean literally that. It's disguised as a real band on Spotify to make money, but this was all pretty much done by some guy on a laptop and just making two full albums with a fake band and fake images and a fake bio. The bio is terrible too, by the way. Like, you can tell it's ChatGPT, like, describe this band like a magazine would, that type of thing.
Dude, even the album covers.
Yeah.
Even the album covers. I listen. First of all, I'm angry. I haven't thought of that myself. I could have been making bank with no effort.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing. It's like you're taking money from Spotify. That's not bad, right? No, but like you're taking a lot of effort and energy from a lot of other people. You're doing a lot more damage than good. Just the intro for this band, there's something quietly spellbounding about The Velvet Sundown. You didn't just listen to them. You drift into them. That is some, like, late early music magazine description of your new band that, like, an author did no idea who they were talking about. They was trying to just write something. That's what this is. I've only heard one song and I was done. I refused to even try anything else out. I was just done.
I got through two.
Okay. Alex, have you not?
It was terrible.
Does part of one count?
Yeah. Enough. Yeah. So, okay,
Alex, can we disagree? It's like the most, like, it's the most stereotypical alt rock you could think of, right?
It is. It's like when you have like the Hallmark Channel and they're trying to do a 90s movie that's in the background.
I was about to say it's like some sort of like indie like A24 movie or something like that.
Yeah, it's AI slop is appropriate. But now this is what many of us like were arguing about and fearing for years. This is the first like, OK, it's a band with two albums and it's a AI band, but it's good, right? No, but you're going to listen to it, right? Out of curiosity and to shame it. That still counts for me. I'm going to make money then. And that's the problem. Because this band, according to Spotify, just on Spotify alone, has over 300,000 monthly listeners now.
Jeez. See? Any it's publicity.
Like, and like, I got to ask, like, what are the people who are listening to this getting at? Is it like, do they like it that much? Because I mean, like, if you just like alt rock, there are so many other bands, so many genuine bands that are real
that are real
and they make good music. It's something like this actually is exciting and worth listening to. It's not like when I listened to The Velvet Sundown, it was like basically like even listening to it, I could see myself just writing out to AI, write me an alt rock song.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's exactly like that.
Yeah. And
people have been doing that since like all of these new AI models have been coming out. They're like, oh, write me a song. And it's like somebody just took it a little bit too far. And why?
Yeah.
Why
are you doing this? Like
that might have actually been
like props. I had to, if I'm being honest, I had to like, because some services that I use offer it. So like, you know, I do video production and I like make videos for like clients and all that stuff. And some services like Envato, you can generate your own AI music, but I use that for like background stuff, like lo-fi, like stuff that you just like, it's just noise. I never thought to like make like an actual song, let alone an album, and trying to market this as like a band, because I mean like that is just like feels so disingenuous. I would feel disgusting doing that.
Yeah, but some people don't care. Some people thrive.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Well, these four gentlemen don't care. They're making a lot of money. I truly hope there's no one that actually looks like this in real life. I'm sure there is.
You would have to be like, a human to actually care.
Aren't you on The Velvet Sundown? No.
Ooh, like, that would suck. Be like, hey, aren't you suck? Like, wait a minute.
Aren't you that you guy? AI. Oh.
You're pretty much saying I look like an AI created person. Yeah.
So this is the snowball that's going to cause an avalanche, in my opinion. It's there's going to be more. And what sucks is Spotify, for those who are not aware, just like YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, it's just like Spotify. You could program bots to listen and play through your stuff. There's services.
People are going to see, to your point about like it's going to probably increase. People are probably going to see it's like, oh, you could be successful doing this. You can make money doing this. So now like more people are like, we're probably going to see an influx of this. I don't know how effective it's going to be, but like we're probably going to see more of this. And I hate that about humanity.
Someone just brought go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
No. Yeah. And then we'll go back to that. Cause one thing that I've thought since, you know, AI and technology, really the internet has been super all in our face in our daily lives. I'd say what post 2010? No, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, in the past 20-ish years, since we've had so much access to literally everything, any band you can think of, all of the musicians, all of the artists, and we have access to way more of it, we're already completely oversaturated.
Yes.
Yes. Letting everybody have a platform, that's awesome. But we are to the point where everything is already so oversaturated by real artists. This is going to completely drown everything out, and real artists will no longer have any chance of reaching that, you know, the top of the algorithm or the top of the charts. It's going to be so gross to actually find those real needles in the haystack.
And yeah, it's like you're using SEO when it comes to making music, which I mean, like,
targeting the same keywords, it's all going to just keep, like nothing. It's all going to be completely drowned out and oversaturated, worse than we've ever seen it. I am so terrified for the future.
Someone brought up a great point in the chat. You have to go back to the 90s for all you youngins, but this feels like it's worse than Milli Vanilli. Now, for those of you not who aware about Milli Vanilli, were the R&B group that got busted for lip syncing. They had a studio band record everything for them, make the real music, by the way. But they were just the faces of it, and they would lip sync and dance and stuff too.
Yeah, but at least there were genuine people making the music, or like sitting down and like composing this stuff. Yeah,
that was a grift, a scam to have a front faces on there to look better. But the music was still real.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli has more credibility than that. And like, even the guys,
it sucks.
The faces
It does. You're right, though.
Yeah, even the faces of Milli Vanilli, they were dancers. They could put on a show. What would the Velvet Sundown Live be like? Would it be like Gorillaz, where they just have a bunch of monitors or something?
Oh, man. AI at least would not do a Gorillaz thing. I'm just worried about something like AI Fest being a thing in 10 years from now. This is the AI Fest for all your favorite AI bands, that type of thing.
Well, we got our new festival name for AI the
Fest.
Light Goal.
Oh, for the Light Goal. AI Fest. Ooh, we're at 44 likes. If we get AI Fest, would AI Fest be better? And it's like all crappy bands. Like, I don't know if this would be better or not now.
Have like bands that you would rather band so bad that you would rather listen to AI music.
Okay, Anti-AI Fest. That'll be the name of our festival later. Anti-AI. All right. So that way we're all on the same page for it.
If we need to fast forward just one decade to help a couple of people here, Ashley Simpson. Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See, Ashley Simpson got busted lip syncing live. It was still a real band, and that music was made at one point, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah,
this is way worse. Worse.
You know, using backing tracks, that's a completely different thing. I mean, like, we literally just had that with Asking Alexandria. Yeah.
And backtracks are still made, you know, they're still crafted and composed to fit instruments and vocalists in a song.
People still sat down, composed this, and then recorded it. Yeah.
Well, you know what band that I don't think we're gonna have to worry about that does a lot of electronic stuff? Deftones, with their new album coming out apparently sooner than later. Yeah, the arrival of private music is all that has been teased. More coming on XVIIMMXXV. Now, whether that's the 10th of July or October 7th, we are still unsure, because depending on what part of the country of the world that does month, day or day, month format, we don't know. However, there's been a little bit more updates on that, because that was teased with private music at the Crystal Palace performance. Right before they ditched Glastonbury. Boy, we'll get to Glastonbury stuff too. Glastonbury had a lot of news for their festival that was not ideal for them. But regardless, Deftones just said, screw it, we'll do our own stuff. And went to Crystal Palace in London, had a great set, and started advertising their private music either August or October, which is great news for us. Go ahead.
Now, I asked you guys this in our group chat, but like, I'm wondering, because they call it private music, do you think it will be like new music, but do you think it'll be like something that's like exclusive to like really big fans? Like, how, like, again, in our group chat, I made the comparison that when Linkin Park was first coming back and they were doing like the show that like introduced Emily, that was limited to people who were like
the underground
confirmed fans. You had to show your credentials.
See, I don't think Deftones have been a big part of that, to my knowledge. I don't think they have as big of an underground fan base like that. And when I say underground, I mean, that's the name of the Linkin Park fan club. I don't mean like underground, under code type thing. That's just the name.
I feel like
like Deftones. Let's just call them Tonys. I don't think the Tonys as like an actual fan club that you would pay into it. Why do they not call themselves Tonys? That's adorable. Yeah, I'm a Tony. So anyway, I don't think so. I could be wrong. Deftones have not had a new album come out since Ohms in 2020. It's been a while.
Awesome album.
It is. It's a great album. And Steph Carpenter said last year, the new album that they're working on, they already had the producer. They were working on it since last year, said it's a continuation of Ohms and Koi no Yokon, which is great news to me.
Oh, yeah. No, those are amazing albums. I love Koi no Yokon like so much. Like, so if it's something in that vein, like, hell yes.
So we shall see what that is. I hope that it's something we can all get behind, and Deftones fans around the world will celebrate it. Around the world, Steph. Around the world, Steph. Do you get that? Around the world, Steph Carpenter. Around it.
Art and artist, man, you gotta separate them. That's what you gotta do sometimes.
I just made a video about that with autobiographies. I don't know. That's sometimes a little too hard.
I watched that video, by the way.
Yeah. I apologize to everyone I showed it to, but what I posted it out, by the way. So, yeah. Yeah. What bothers me about Steph, because, you guys, we're Deftones fans here. Steph has flown around the world so many times, flown in a plane across oceans. And he
probably just thinks it's a very big, flat plane.
Yes.
He's probably got to think that's what it is.
Don't get it.
Yeah.
I want to see a post on his social media that says, oh, yeah, this is the best place to tour on the whole globe or something stupid. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, you find him. Slip.
Yeah.
You find like one slip where it's like he uses the word globe or something like that. It's just like, oh,
you're getting your hopes up.
It's like invasion of the body snatchers. Like,
getting your hopes up. He's gone on social media defending when he looks out at the horizon from the plane, says, you see how flat it is with the horizon meets the ocean? That's more proof to me that it is flat. That's his actual defense and logic.
Do flat earther, side note. Do flat earthers think that the world has like an end? And if so, can you just fall off into oblivion or whatever?
Apparently they have excuses and defenses for all of that. Like, it does have an end, but you can't fall off it. It's that type of garbage.
Like, okay. Like, I'll say is that I love Deftones music. I love Stefan's guitar work.
Final thing, because we're going to talk about a lot more Deftones coming up as soon as this stuff, more information, new music. The tour is coming back, the second leg in the new North America, which is going to be awesome. Cheeto has said about Steph, he wasn't always like that. He wasn't. Which leads me to believe something got up here. You know, the whole propaganda brainwash machine got a little into him. So
it happens.
Yeah, it does. It does. So that being said, I'm very, very excited for new Deftones. I think we all are. It's been a while.
I will say, awesome. Even in Arcadia was going to be was pretty much a shoe-in for album of the year for me. But I mean, if Deftones is coming out with new music this year, I mean, it's got some stiff competition. We're only halfway through the year. We have been getting so much great music this year. 2025 is second to be a goated year for metal.
I hope it continues. And someone else said there's some people alluding to that Deftones new music, the album, might come out as soon as August. I don't know if that's confirmation.
I saw that too, but August. Numerals, that doesn't kind of line up unless the private music is an appetizer to later release.
If it all worked out perfectly, if that Roman numeral led to the 10th of July, that could be a new song. Then August, new album.
Yeah,
that could work. But that's, again, speculation. Don't take that for anything. This is one.
All you can do is speculate.
Yeah. But again, new Deftones sooner than later. Let's be happy about that. Ooh. Yay. See? Yay. And there's Deftones. Oddly, what the fashion choice
Chinos.
Fashion has never been a really consideration for Deftones. I think that's a fair statement. You know what? They don't care.
They look fine.
They do.
It's a vibe.
They're in their 40s and 50s. You know, why do they care? They don't have to care. Whatever. They're in their 50s. What am I talking about? They are in their 50s. So let's continue the Glastonbury continuation as Deftones weren't there. Well, there's a lot of political statements going on. Since Glastonbury, which, by the way, should not have anything to do with the United States, but it does now. So what happened at Glastonbury with Kneecap, the band who's been big on the protesting with the Israeli-Palestine stuff, Glastonbury said, we can't put the camera on these guys. We can't scream these guys. Screw it. Show Bob Villain instead. Well, Bob Villain goes, oh, you shouldn't have put the camera on us, because guess what we're going to do? They flashed their images. He called a lot of stuff out, from ICE to all the hate in the U.S. to all the hateful stuff.
About the IDF.
Yeah, IDF was the big one. So the Israeli Defense Force and all that. So eventually the United States says, you're not allowed to come here anymore. You can't play nice. And then David Draymond of Disturbed says, just went off, because he's very pro IDF and signed a missile a little while back, which is not ideal for anyone to do ever, but he did. It's a mess. This is what we get now. This is what we get. This is where we are.
I will say, I'm I'm gonna say this as objectively as possible, because like they're in the UK, and I only say this because it's important. But like, it was pointed out to me that the UK doesn't have like the same laws when it comes to freedom of speech as America does. So there was some discussion that like what they said could count as like, you know, a violation of free speech. It's because like, you know, you're saying like, oh, we want these people dead or something like that, and like all that stuff. And it's just like,
it also says like a big thing that went against for Bob Villain. Another image they showed with text: "Free Palestine. United Nations have called it a genocide. The BBC calls it a conflict," accusing BBC of softening what's really going on in the world, propaganda machine, blah blah blah. That is also a very horrifying thing for festival promoters. Glastonbury organizer Emily Ayres says she was appalled by the chants, chants, adding that there is no place at Glastonbury for anti-Semitism, hate speech, or incitement to violence. BBC. Yeah, also that's what I'm thinking. Like, so
people might be legally like liable for the performance, either Bob Villain or the promoters.
It's just wild, that poor lady. Like, just like from her specific point of view, like, don't put them on. That's too much. We can't handle that here. Let's put them on. Oh, no.
We made it worse. Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, no. That's wild.
In my viewpoint, when stuff like this happens, it happens more and more. It's going to be a statement now. So, yeah. And David Drame is just going to get madder and madder. So,
yeah, you can't because of the climate, you can't stop it. They're going to, oh, this one's safe. Nope. Just kidding. Oh, that one's safe. Oh, you're not going to be able to tell anymore.
I think Draymond's just very tone deaf, and it's just amazing that he doesn't recognize kind of like his own, like sort of like his own hypocrisies and kind of like that sort of thing.
Well, it was a couple months ago. He tried to be polite to, Billy Joe from Green Day when that happened.
He did, but he also signed a bomb.
True.
That was going to be used. I know.
But Billy, like, he was kinder to Billy Joe, but when a smaller band, not a Green Day's level, Bob Villain does it, he just goes off the rails. So I do think that's also not the best look for him. It's like, oh, you can talk down to people you think are smaller than you in the music scene. But then you talk to Green Day, it's like, oh, I would love to meet you and just talk. No judgment. Get out of here.
I just don't think he has any room to say. It's like, you can't wish for the death of these people. And I'm like, you signed a bomb that was planned to be used. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also messy.
It is. It's awful. And yeah. Let's talk about some like good things. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it doesn't matter on which side you can think and hope. Don't say anything polarizing. Doesn't matter what we're talking about. It's too much. There's too much right now. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's always very touchy. And it's like always very like, I always got to tread lightly when it comes to like anything political.
And also, if you don't say anything for too long, you're going to get asked and you're going to put on the spot. What sucks about it, everyone has to choose a side eventually. So make sure you're informed and you know what you're talking about when you finally have to say something. That's my
favorite. You know what? That is solid advice. That is a good thing that a lot of people forget. Actually research what you think you think. Get some facts.
Yeah.
It feels like it's hard to find, like, I try to like find moderate stuff. So.
Can I just ask AI what I think? Yeah.
No, do actual research. AI is not always right, Luke.
No, it's not. But I'm saying that's what people will do.
No, yeah, I'm down for finding research. It's just hard to find moderates or credible moderates, you know, because it feels like a lot of journalists, they kind of like lean towards like one way or another. So it's like, I want objective takes when it comes to political stuff.
No such thing. You got to get both.
Yeah.
And then figure it out.
I can try and find as best I can. Yeah.
Let's move on briefly. You guys, okay, my monitor went on.
Yeah.
We started like 5-6 minutes late, so we are kind of pushing, but still. Do you want to talk about this? Because people asked about the I Prevail singer Brian leaving, and now they have a new song out, I Prevail, with the other singer taking both duties for clean and uncleans. We finally got a message from him. It does look like, yeah, there was a falling out with the guy and the band, Brian and the band, but Brian was dealing with his own stuff and he doesn't have any ill wishing. He doesn't wish them bad. He hopes everything goes on. He still loves them like family. I see this as, you know what? I can see them being okay in 5 years, you know, maybe they get back together. There's no reason it can't. You know, it could be way worse.
Things were probably just heated.
Sure.
And like, you know, emotions were like high. Yeah. Again, it's like, at least he's like saying like no one hates each other. There's no hard feelings. Just like communication could have been better. So, you know, I'm hopeful that like maybe one day we could see him back.
That would be awesome. And he said there's no beef. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not as amicable as we thought. And there's no beef, so that's good. Yeah. And, you know, he still loves the guys, and that's great. But, you know, things do become tough. Whether you're together for 10 years or five, like spending that much time with other people, it happens. Tensions rise.
And also, he had health issues of his own as well. Like, stuff like that is going to add to the just the strenuous situation of living on the road. I Prevail is one of those bands who's had to, like, really live on the road for quite a while.
When we covered everything going on with Brent Hinds and Mastodon, I think I remember, I don't remember if it was like around the time. No, it was around the time, I think, when Brent first left. But Bill kind of like said something that it's like when you're with these guys, it's like you're kind of like it's like you're a married couple or something like that. You're always like around each other. You're always like kind of like working together and just kind of like being around each other and just being like these very tense situations, especially on the road. Like when there's no routine, you can just get very emotional very fast, or things can just be blown out of proportion very fast. It's just kind of like it just kind of comes with the territory.
All's well. It'll be fine, everybody. You know what else is some nice good news? Want to have some nice actual good news? I'm not setting up for a joke. Simon Avended, the son of Sean from Slipknot, a clown, I should say, got married. Isn't that nice?
Ooh.
Want to see some wedding photos, everybody? Nice little wedding photos. Come on. See, they're getting ready. He's getting married in his van, his conference, you know. They're doing the first look. They're doing creative stuff. He's emotional. It's nice, you know? He's eating food. Everything's good. They're cutting the cake. They're sitting there. Everyone's happy. The first dance. And this is the one wedding photo with all the bridesmaids and groomsmen.
I mean, like, I would have my, when I get married, I want a photo like this with my buddies.
This is part wedding photo, part prom photo for all the bad kids. The tough kids at high school prom that got forced.
Don't hang on. They're just having fun. He's 21, man. I think he is.
I would not have posted if I didn't want to show it how nice it was. This is good. Yeah. We need good stuff. We need happy things, remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't so much happy, but it is worth pointing out. I'm compelled. Green Day, speaking of Billy Joe, got trolled a little bit by, I'm going to say it, regardless of what's funny, that's a stupid thing to do for the kid. What did you think was going to happen? Green Day, like, they always bring up someone like to play guitar for a song. They've done that for so many years. You know what? When you get up stage and Billy asks you in front of a stadium, can you play Time of Your Life? Yeah. And then you start playing Oasis Wonderwall instead. What do you think's going to happen?
I think he was just doing like a little joke or something like that. I feel like Billy took it a little bit too seriously, if I'm being honest.
I don't know, man. Because like you get to that, you pay that much money for a ticket and you can play guitar and you do that. I think this was more of a troll.
You get to troll a band you like in real time and you get to see Billy Joe's reaction. That's funny. Funny to me.
That means you paid to troll. That is stupid. If you paid $20
it's a harmless joke.
That's pretty dumb. It is harmless. Okay, let's say it like that.
It's harmless, man. I mean, like, we have heard of
dollars, hundreds of dollars.
Okay, I mean, like, did they kick him out of the show, or is it like a thing where it's like, okay, just get back into the crowd? Because I mean, like, if he was just like, okay, you're done, and they just take him off the stage, but they still let him like stay for the show. I mean, like, that's harmless. No one got screwed over.
Okay, what was he supposed to do then? Okay, oh, I know that song. Like, that's like, stop the show. Can you actually play, or are you just joking around? That's kind of awkward. Alex, your thoughts on this?
I think it's funny. I mean, he was totally trolling, and he was like, you know, and you know, like the comparisons from Wonderwall to
Time of Your Life,
Good Riddance. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, it's Green Day. They live for like messing with people. Yeah. At least when they were starting out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I do think it's funny. I chuckled. Don't take that wrong. But I do think it was an intentional hard troll. So
yeah, I think he totally did it on purpose. And he was like, okay, you know what? Let's see what kind of reaction we get out of Billy Joe on this one. And I think Billy Joe did think it was funny, but he's like, no, get out of here. Yeah. Like, nah, like that was funny, but get out of here.
And he didn't
if
kick
he
him, out,
kicked
of the
him
concert,
out of the venue. No, that's no. one thing. I'd be like,
I
that's,
I meant
that's
like
too
off
far.
Stage. Yeah. Get off stage.
Okay. He just said, go back to the pit. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one, like everyone had like a good laugh.
Yes.
That's all you can, that's the best scenario for like a little prank like
it
this.
It was harmless. And let's get that out of the way too. No one
and
suffered out of
how
this.
Many of these guitar player, you know, kids do we see? Like they all kind of, there's so many and it happens all the time. It's like, yes. Oh, cool. That's cute. That's heartfelt. That's warm. Now this kid is like at the top, like, ooh, did you know that guy that trolled Billy Joe? Yeah, yep. That guy.
He got to stand out. By the way, too, it's like, I'm just speaking for myself. If I was on stage, I would be pissing myself like I would be so anxious because like I mess up all the time when I'm just playing like my bass on my own in my room. I can't imagine having to perform for that many people for Green Day.
Final thing I'll say about this, if this kid really wants to be a legend, now he has to go to one of those big Oasis shows in London this summer and do the same thing and try to get on stage and play Good Riddance for real.
Can we like find some way to like crowdfund his ticket? Him,
just get a ticket. It's like, kid, you have the rare chance to do this twice.
We coordinate pass with it up. Like yeah. The audience.
Yes, yes.
We have to be like absolutely.
Let's find some like underground chat room that no Oasis like personnel are going to be lurking around.
We have them hold up a sign. It's my birthday and I'm sick. Please let me play. It's my wish.
It's my birthday and I have cancer. Please let me play.
Yeah, they're going to, they banned it already. This happened like, nope. Nobody's ever played with us on stage. Yeah. Liam's already ahead of it.
Also, Oasis are not the cheeky laughing off guys, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Liam would be screaming at the guy.
They're not exactly up with a ha-ha at any moment ever.
But that would make it more funnier.
Well, you know what else is funnier? When it really shouldn't be, this is probably the worst thing that could have happened to the poor guy this year, hopefully. You're looking for love in all the wrong places. Vince, your pies are public. Boy, that is a great like subtitle for this article for Metal Injection, by the way. Well done. For those that are not aware, Vince Neil got busted for trying to solicit images from an AI. How do I want to put this?
Model.
Yeah, that's a polite way to say it. An AI accountant. Let's do it that way too for that one.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so cringe.
That's literally what it is. So the man who bragged about women being thrown at him for years and years and years. Well, now he got busted for this is the actual thing that happened on Twitter. Shock.
I know he's like 60, but you can't see this image and kind of know that this is fake. I mean, look at this chick. Look at her.
I don't think he cares. I don't think he cares.
One, he does not care. Two, the face has a Madame Tussaud level wax look, does it not?
I'm looking at the emaciated. I'm looking at her emaciated body. Yeah.
Some people really cannot tell what is AI. Somebody is looking at this like, oh damn, she must.
I know,
work.
Yeah, but
what
you
is
can,
her secret?
Can you imagine?
I know, yeah,
how
but
many
you can kind of tell based on like some of the stuff in this
we
photo,
can.
Like right off the bat.
We can because
we can, like, but some people can't. Vince, older people really can't.
Keep in mind, Vince Neil. Think about all the replies Vince Neil has sent to other OnlyFans accountants, and this is the one he got caught on. I can't imagine this was the first time he's tried this. There's no way.
Dude, the fall of Vince Neil has to be studied. I mean, the man was a literal sex icon in the 80s. Could have literally any woman in the world. And now he's gone to this. He got to this point.
Dolly Parton would not approve. Dolly Parton's even going, oh, honey, I can't even support you with this anymore. And I'll support
anyway. God, that Home Sweet Home mashup. I don't know what you want to call it, but like still, my God. Like, so Dolly, why'd you do that? You don't need the money. You don't need the credibility. We like you, Dolly.
She's fine. She can do whatever she wants.
She can do whatever she wants. But also...
But of all the things to do,
this is the thing, though. This is the type of behavior that Vince Neil would have made fun of another band singer for doing if they got caught.
Oh, easily.
Absolutely. Yeah. He would have dragged Bret Michaels or somebody else from the hair metal days. Absolutely dragged them for getting caught busted with something like this.
I would have found it hilarious if it was Bret Michaels.
Bret Michaels.
The rock of love guy.
Yeah.
It's just so bad that it's all so public, because it's like so many older individuals. We got to put parental blocks on phones and computers. And
is there
Vince Neil shouldn't be allowed to do this.
Is there a term for that? Not parental blocks, but like geriatric blocks or something like that. There has to be a term for it, but there also has to be like, hey, turn on grandparent mode to make sure like no AI, they cannot participate, view or use any AI, things like that. You know, just the little switch on the iPhone or Android has to be something.
From here, we could just call it Vince Neil mode. Like, you are not allowed.
I don't know. The other things that could be associated with Vince Neil mode might be terrifying.
I think it's probably for the best that all of it is just shut down.
Oh, now yeah. I just had another terrible thought.
How about you just don't give Vince Neil a phone?
I just had another terrible thought. You guys want to hear it? You guys want to hear my terrible thought? Do you know how many awful AI models he probably has saved on his phone from Twitter that he screenshotted? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's part of the block now.
We can all agree. Vince Neil probably still sees himself as his 80s self, right?
Yes. That I believe 100%. So.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's like you are a 60-something-year-old man, and you just look like everyone's disheveled, chain-smoking aunt. I cannot stress that enough. He looked like my aunt in that one video.
He is 64.
Dead on.
He is 64 years old. 64.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nah.
Yeah. Anything else
stop.
We can add? Yeah. Anything else please. We can add?
No, please.
Is
stop.
He a grandfather? I'm curious.
Oh, I don't know.
Because
know,
now someone has to be like, this is my grandfather. And my grandfather got caught with this.
He did lose one child. I don't know if he had other
I know
kids.
That. Yeah. But he had other kids though. So.
If he did, then yeah. So. And this is crude. He probably has kids he doesn't know about because so
yeah,
it's the '80s.
Yeah, it's the '80s, and he was up there with all the popularity. So you know what?
I mean, Billy Idol just found a son. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot of kids, I'm sure, from the '80s.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to some positive things. We do not have much news, probably, for the upcoming albums, as it's 4th of July, this upcoming firework day this Friday. Tour wise, what do we have, Alex?
Not much. It's a slow week. I've got Acid Bath just announced their first 2026 show featuring Obituary. That'll be fun for sure. Powerwolf just announced a 2026 European tour with Hammerfall and Windrose.
You got excited for Powerwolf and then European tour. So my wife is like, oh,
I'm so sorry. We'll get you over there. It's fine. Six Feet Under just announced a Midnight in Hell tour with Exhorter, Wretched, and Insight.
Please give your 6 Feet Under impressions in the chat. Yep. Just Cookie Monster. Just all day Cookie Monster. Go ahead.
That's all I got.
Okay. And Rowan, are there any albums? Because when I looked earlier, it was slim pickings.
It is very slim pickings. I was able to pick out a few and I listened to a couple of these bands and, you know, I feel like there's still good stuff to look out for this week. So first of all, we got, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Lienoff with the Shape of Ash EP. So they're fairly new. I think they only started releasing music back in like 2021. But if you guys remember from a few months back, or if anyone from chat remembers, I was glazing this one band called Amenra, who were also kind of like a very like kind of like doom atmospheric band. Mm-hmm. And I compared their music to like if Robert Eggers were to make like a metal soundtrack. So with that sort of like same criteria, instead of Robert Eggers, think Ari Aster. Think like very like folky doomgaze metal or something like that. It was like it was awesome.
Doomgaze is a good explanation of it. That's a good way to describe it.
Yeah, doomgaze was like when I listened to it, it also had like a lot of like folksy sort of like that Swedish folk sort of sound. So like made me think of Midsommar, which just happened, I think. Yeah. We also have Mutant Sex Demon with Cutting Through. They're a black metal band. And I mean, like with a name like Mutant Sex Demon, how the hell could I not mention that?
It does sound
for the baby's listening.
That is Ivan's conked out. I don't think he's going to have to worry about that, though. That name sounds almost like a parody name. You'd hear like parents go, "You are listening to the Mutant Sex Demon, weren't you? No, mom." That type of thing.
No. That's just like the band in like some crappy 80s, 90s movie.
There you go.
Like, we're Mutant Sex Demon.
That's the band that gets killed off in a horror movie in the 80s. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
we have Rimar, or I hope I'm pronouncing this right, R-I-M-M-A-R, with Raises. So I listen to them too, and they're like, actually, if I'm being honest, if we have any power metal fans in the chat, you actually have a fair amount to be looking at. Rimar with Raises, I listen to them and stuff. It's very like, it's very Maiden-esque. Like just like a lot of like, or more like Dragon Force, really. It's just like very, like very extreme, very like a lot of speed metal, just a lot of stuff that just like helps you get amped up. And that kind of leads me into my next band. And honestly, this is the one that just I can't believe I never heard this band. I wonder if any of you guys heard this band before, because they're weird enough that like they, with our track record, they would have probably appeared on someone's radar. They're called War Kings. The name ring any bells?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay. War Kings is a power metal band, and their whole shtick is that they dress up as like ancient warriors. So like two of them are Spartan warriors, one of them's a Viking, and the other two are like Christian Templars from the Crusades, and they all dress like that, and they make like, it's like Sabaton. They make songs about like war. It was just fun to watch. They're in full costume.
So it's Metal Village People, but with like old timey warriors. Got it.
Kinda, yeah. Or it's like, imagine if Vessel was like turned into Leonidas. That's what the singer looks like.
Huh. Okay then.
Yeah. Well, just chat, find pictures of this band. I'm not making any of this up. And finally, this was really like, objectively, I feel like this is the only like big name band that like I could find. We have the Dropkick Murphys coming out with For the People, you know, very classic, very like, you know, very classic band. I'm not a big Dropkick Murphys fan, but whenever St. Patty's rolls around, it's just like I got to get in the mood. I feel like that's the same with a lot of people.
One final album. I saw Alex mentioning it in the chat, and my wife would want to make sure this is known too. Alex, what big album is coming out this Friday?
Kesha, period. Mm.
Kesha with her new album on 4th of July. That might be the most American thing to do this Friday. So if you're in the States,
it's going to be a hot mess.
Don't blow up fireworks. Just go blast Kesha. And that'll be your American celebration.
There you go.
Also, I got to pull up the comments again before we go to our final thing. Rowan, because we were talking about Roman soldiers. Rowan, what was your song of the week? As it was your week to pitch. I have it on screen right now.
Okay, my song of the week was Facets of Propaganda, off Imperium Delirium. And honestly, I got to be honest, I forgot to mention this album last week, and I do apologize for that, because I listened to the whole thing, and my God, it is a solid. It's been a while since I fell in love with a deathcore album start to finish. Like, usually it's like I pick out a few songs per album that I listen to, but I mean, like, this was just so theatrical. There was just so much stuff that just like gets me so amped up. And this song in particular, this is the one out of the whole album, this is the one that I was like, I just really got sucked into it. It's such an amazing album. Everyone, like, even if you're not that big into deathcore, I would at least give it a try. I loved it that much.
And
I know you did a review about it like not too long ago.
This is the album you want to play for your religious grandmother if you want to terrify her. This is what you would want.
This is the album I want to play at my wedding. Going back to the Cran story.
First dance, yes. So.
Oh yeah.
Then, final thing before we get to festival.
My wedding will have a mosh pit.
Tomorrow, back to the beginning, we will finally see. I don't know if I'm going to pay for the stream or not. Or it's not tomorrow, excuse me, the 5th.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. We shall see how it all plays out. This is a spectacle. Tom Morello, who curated everything, said there's going to be a lot of surprises. I hope Ozzy is feeling well enough to do something fun with the rest of everybody. I just hope it goes well. I hope it's a fond farewell. I do not want to be an embarrassment and Sharon weekend and Bernie's Ozzy with his lifeless body. Like, he's still alive, but he can't do it. Just sing, Ozzy. Just sing, Ozzy, sing. That's my Sharon.
Yeah, no, you just see like a puppet or something like that. It's like, you know, like, you know, the music video for Bye 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 by NSYNC. It's like that.
Terrible. Stop it. It'll be great.
I think it'll be great. They have put a lot of effort and money into this. So you know what? And a lot of big names, way too many big names. I feel like you can bank on success for something like this. So We cannot
It'll
go.
Be great no matter what.
We cannot Historic. Go and we cannot go because we're not millionaires, but that's okay. We'll get there someday. However, it is time because we got some festivals to book. Are you ready for Festival Rock or Flop?
You know, Ooh, I am. Yes. Am I ever not ready?
Well, this week we're doing Anti-AI Fest because we did hit our light goal and that's our first one. I'm happy about that. We also have some super chats. I'll read that while the Festival Rock or Flop thing is going while we have the music going. Thank you for the super chats. They're very much appreciated in these dark YouTube times. From Ellie Yeet, Sean P. Diddy Combs getting only 20 years in prison is just insulting. Yes, it is. 2 out of 5 indictments is not enough. However, I do take a little bit of comfort in hoping that he actually does. I know he won't, but still, the idea of him going to prison for 20 years, he will not do well in prison.
Oh, hell no.
No.
The type of crimes that he did, even the prisoners in prison,
once that's a big thing,
they don't like it.
What's a big thing is prison. Like once prisoners know who the Adobe PDF files are, they go after them pretty violently. So it's not
great. Yeah.
Also from LAE, to quote Mike the Grunty's comment from the latest episode, Anonymous Truck Stop Bathroom Event would be a great back name. Oh, that's what I talked about on the YouTube video. That's what Rob Halford was doing. No, I will not explain that comment. That will get the stream demonetized. Yes, Rob Halford. Also, LAE put a comment in here. Mutant sex demon is probably what Vince Neil wished that he saw. Hey-o. You guys have sound effects too. From Angela, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing. I want to thank you for reigniting my love of rock. It's been such a ride, and I love everything I've been learning. I especially love learning about female-led all-female bands. Well, I'm glad we could introduce you to some. There you go. There's a lot of good ones right now. Spirit Box had probably one of my favorite albums this year.
Dawn of Bora Boros. They are a really good one, too. They just opened for Baroness.
Very cool.
If you want like a good like band like that.
And from Heavy Metal Joker, my friend Emily had a theory asking Alexandria screwed Dennis over forever. Now that it's all basically proven, that just blows my mind. Asking Alexandria lost a fan forever. Sorry you had to deal with that. Sorry you had to deal with Ben, Alex. So apologize to you, Alex Gray, for dealing with Ben Bruce.
Okay.
Yep.
That's the same thing. It's just like, it sucks. It sucks seeing this band that you like kind of like fall.
Oh, I see. I get you. I'm reading it right now. Yeah. I got you. Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer situation. But I'm glad that everything is coming full circle now. And all good. It's positive from here on out.
Uniquely coming full circle, by the way.
So. Yes.
Alrighty. Anti-AI Fest is our first one. We'll be booking 4 bands at a random festival in the middle of nowhere and see if our radio station festival can actually get us something to go to. This is where it gets ridiculous. Let's hope for the best. Anti-AI Fest, band number 1. Kiss! Anti-AI Fest. The band that wanted to do Avatars and then walked it back and said, no, we'll play again live. Yes. They're on Anti-AI Fest. Band number 2.
Kidding.
Joan Jett. She's not AI. I don't know.
Does she still perform? I genuinely don't know. It's been awesome.
She does every now and then. She was great in 2022.
She just did a residency in Vegas.
That'd be perfect for her. That's awesome. Okay.
Oh, it was great. It was at House of Blues.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good fit. Number 3. Within Temptation, who made several AI music videos. Oh, okay.
Another female.
Wow, this is
a great female fronted band.
Wow.
They are a great female fronted band also. Sharon Dead Adele is awesome. But yeah, they did use AI. So it's odd that they're on Anti-AI Fest. And number 4, Max Sabbath.
I gotta be honest, I'm not feeling this one.
I actually would go because it's a spectacle. Like Within Temptation and, you know, Joan Jett, Max Sabbath.
I don't mind a spectacle, but there really isn't anyone I really love, you know?
Alex.
Like even Joan Jett, I like the hits.
Alex, you're the tiebreaker on this one for the 3 of us.
Well, I'm going. This is definitely a rock.
Yeah. Oh, someone just said Joan Jett's on tour with Billy Idol. See, that's a fun one. That's ridiculous one, but it's a fun one. They get the target audience for that.
You got to check out the promo video that it is cute.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that. All right. Pass. No. Yes. Yes. Pass. Yes. I love it Within Temptation, but I would not go. Dang. I like all four bands, so I'm in. It's pretty split.
It is.
You know what? I'm not going to even do a yes or no on this one, a pass or fail. I'm just going to move on. This was Anti-AI Fest. We got the weirdest bands for Anti-AI Fest with Max Sabbath opening. Joe and Jess going to walk on stage. What the heck kind of show is this? Why did I get booked? My agent is so fired. All right.
Remind me, is Max Sabbath performing at the Ozzy Osbourne Farewell Show? They have to.
They died. I think it's a little too... I don't. Oh, you know what? No, it's a no.
I mean,
you know
Wolfgang dropped out. You need a quick replacement?
I can't imagine Sharon would be okay with Max Sabbath performing at the Black Sabbath tribute show.
Oh, no, come on. There's that awesome video of Jack and Ozzy, like, reacting.
Jack and Ozzy, fine. That's fine.
But as a paid gig type thing, no way.
Come on.
We're going to Yeet
Fest. That would be awesome.
It'd be awesome, but there's no way. Not a chance. Yeet Fest, day number one. Thank you, Ellie Yeet. Band number one for Yeet Fest, 311, Summertime Band. There we go. That is appropriate for the stank heat of summer. Number two, The Ghost Inside. Getting heavy with it. Okay. Number three, Shaman's Harvest, who sound great, that blues rock style. They're good. And number four, you already had that Sabbath. No. Mudvayne.
Yes, I'm going.
I would go. The vibe is very DWP festival. Mudvayne, 311, Shaman's Harvest, all on the same stage. I'd go. I'm just saying that's what it is.
No, I would go too. It's just kind of weird. 311 feels like an outlier big
they
time.
They do. They're the farthest outlier. But again, they do pack a crowd. People still support them.
They're super fun. Mm-hmm.
And I love the other three bands, like especially Mudvayne, like LD50, like hell yes.
The Ghost Inside opening up is a good opener as well.
Yeah, you know, Shaman's Harvest is like good Amber. Too.
Yeah, very good.
I started listening to them the last time we got them on the thing, and like I liked what I heard. So I'm a fan now.
They're from my home state of Missouri. Good guys. I see a lot more yeses than nos in the chat. You know what? Ellie Yeet Fest. Where are you? There we go. Now we go to Angela Fest. I hope it's pronounced Angela, A-N-J-A-L-A. I apologize if it's not. You can correct me in the chat later. Angela Fest, band number one. Spirit Box.
Yes.
Starting out strong. Number two. Ooh, the crowd demands to replace any one of the previous bands with the next band, so we'll play this a little bit more safe. We'll have four bands. We could replace one and do a fifth, okay? If we get a sticker.
I was about to say, we can't replace Spirit Box.
But yeah. So, Spirit Box, not Max Sabbath, boy. Of Monsters and Men, I'm down. That's a lady fronted tour so far. Number three, Ice Nine Kills.
All right.
And number four, Bullet for My Valentine. It's a good show.
You know what? I gotta say, I'm kind of miffed that we had to like we don't have to replace, right? Because this is honestly already an awesome like lineup.
We
for me.
Do.
Crap.
We have
all right.
to.
Yes.
If we have to, of Monsters and Men is the one that doesn't fit the best.
It doesn't fit, but I love a Monsters and Men.
I know, me too. That sucks.
See, I would vote out Bullet for My Valentine, but at the same time,
really,
yeah.
But they work so. I feel like they work so good with Spirit Box.
Of Monsters and Men will make money. Bullet for My Valentine dropped off their own tour for reason.
But this is a one-off show, all right?
This is a one-off show in Topeka, Kansas. Which band are we cutting?
Chat saying replace Bullet.
Yeah, I just saw four replace Bullet. Okay, are you guys okay with that? Okay.
Crowd demands it.
All right, our next band, Rancid.
Crap. All right.
I'm fine with that. Rancid of Monsters and Men. Ice Nine Kills, Spirit Box.
I just prefer Bullet over Rancid.
That's fine. That I totally get.
Yeah.
But I'd still go. There's too much good stuff on there to ignore, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, I don't hate Rancid either. I just, like, if I had to choose between the two.
No, I get that. I get that. That's right.
I agree. I really do.
That's how the game's played. I'd still go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will go if we get a slightly longer set from Spirit Box.
We can make them headliner.
Hell yeah.
I'm down.
Okay. We'll do that. I think that's fair.
I feel like they've gone to headliner status. Is that fair?
With their tour sold out at bigger venues, yes, they've gotten to headliner status for a while. For a radio station fest in Topeka, Kansas, yes, they have. So we go to Heavy Metal Joker Fest, our last one. Sorry for running late, everybody. We started late. Joker Fest, number one.
Start being late, everybody.
Sorry, that was for Angela Fest. The Joker Fest, number one. The Used. Number two. The Pretty Reckless. I heard Alex just buy tickets already. Number three. No!
I think your algorithm is biased.
We'll play anywhere. Pick us. No. Number three, Flogging Molly. Number four, Periphery. We're all over the place tonight. Like, literally every show is all over the place.
This is like, this feels more disjointed than anything else today.
Flogging Molly, The Pretty Reckless. I mean, I'd go. There's no reason I wouldn't go. Yeah.
Although, The Pretty Reckless has a longer set.
Yes, and you can...
I just have a strong feelings about any of these.
In back. You can do that too. That's fine.
Well, we got to set up an interview beforehand. We got to catch up again. It's been too long.
An interview dinner?
Dude, I've had dinner with some... I'll tell you that story a different time. There's some funny stuff.
There we go.
Mac and cheese.
Lots of yeses. The Used and Periphery. Yeah, see, this is good stuff. It's fine. This is how this game really should be. It's, you know, like super random. And I added more photos today that didn't come in yet. We didn't land on anything new yet. But still, I want to thank everyone for hanging out with us as we went into overtime. There was a lot of stuff to talk about. And we had started late a little bit. So apologies again for that. Not really. You guys had fun, right? I had fun. I think Alex and Rowan survived. It's fine. It's fine. We got the news of Vince Neil trying to do the Her 2, the sequel. Remember the movie Her with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, God.
But it's the sequel with Vince Neil. Wow, that would be terrifying. Gross.
Why did you do that?
Oh, man.
I got some filmmaking buddies. Let me make some calls. Let me see if I can pick them.
Both of you. Stop. You too.
It's funny to me. Hang tight. Bam. Where? Oh, that's right, because I'm still staring. Sorry. Again, OBS got warped out a little bit today. Let me do this. We're all still here. Let me stop sharing.
Sorry again for being late, by the way.
I figured it was. We both figured it was traffic. So thank you again for hanging out with us.
Yeah, it's New York.
Likes and super chats. Alex, do you have anything you'd like to wrap things up with besides, or if you'd like to share the Warped Tour news again?
Yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram, Voice of Alex, and lock in your chance to win 4 VIP passes to Warped Tour Long Beach. All of the details are on my Instagram, so check that out. They're also on the Rocked Instagram, and enter to win.
I will share that link up also. Go ahead, Rowan.
I entered along with all my bandmates, so...
Cross your fingers. Good luck.
Yeah,
one of them is in Florida, so it would not be that big a commute for them.
Oh, it's the Long Beach one.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
That is an extremely long commute.
It'll be a very long
commute. My bad. Sorry. I'm dumb.
And
I just don't want you to book the wrong plane ticket.
Yeah, exactly. That would really suck. Rowan, anything you'd like to wrap up with?
Again, thanks for just being patient with me for, like, you know, being late here. And like, seriously, check out Imperium Delirium, but also check out Heaven Shall Burn's new album. I missed that too. And my God, that was also such an awesome record. Like, very cool. Yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you guys again. New video is on the YouTube channel as of yesterday. It's terrifying. I apologize for ruining people's days and favorite bands, but sometimes you have to do it. Alex, you got me to laugh last week with the dad joke. Can you continue the streak? Get one of us to laugh. Let's see what you got.
You need to have Luke, you're killing us here with like hey. Geez, they're not fun. Yeah, you laugh more than I do.
I don't know about that.
Dude, if you go, ugh. And I'm happy. That means I did my job.
Yeah.
I don't require laughs, but I got you guys. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Reactions and laughs are different. When I scream into a pillow and leave the room, that's like, you didn't get me.
I will take the reactions. I love them.
If you leave the room, we don't know if you're laughing. So that could technically count.
My mic is still on. You can tell if I'm muted or not. So you can just hear.
You could quietly laugh.
Cringy, eye rolls. I'll take it all.
Okay.
All right. So. I had a dream the ocean was filled with orange soda. It was a fantasy.
Okay.
God. Oh, who laughed at that one, huh? Who laughed at that one?
So I'm gonna have like a, picture of a sad dog on my desktop or something like that. I'm just gonna stare right into it.
We got that was two in a row for Alex. She's back on the successful track with the.
She's getting better.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She spends an hour every Wednesday before like going over her material.
Yeah, just an hour.
Yeah, she practices in front of the mirror or something. Yes,
to her pets. And if her pets react, she knows it's good. Oh, someone else got other people in chat. Several of them saying it got them. You know what? There we go. That's a victory. Someone's throwing coconuts. Someone's throwing waffles. Someone's throwing oranges. That's a little more appropriate for orange soda.
Yay.
I could go for waffles. Now I'm hungry, man. Why do I get,
you know what?
I had waffles for breakfast. It was awesome.
Someone's throwing ice cubes. I got a good chuckle. Okay, that was a good one. Okay, a lot of people are definitely in Alex's camp for this one. So we're going to wrap it up now because we're running late. Thank you all so much. This was a big old success. Have a great week. We will see you next week as well to talk about whatever happens at Back to the Beginning and hopefully nothing else about Asking Alexandria garbage because, boy, oh, boy, it's getting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if Ben Bruce comes out with some sort of statements now.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I really want to talk to him.
He's the one I kind of actually do one because he's out of the band, but he's got to be aware of all this.
Ugh. I feel like he would also like, I mean, he was closer to the rest of the band, especially Danny, more than Dennis ever was. So, I mean, like he would probably be in the know about a lot of stuff too, right?
Or he doesn't care.
Yeah.
Thanks, I mean, that's everybody.
Probably fair too. He's probably just like, wow, I'm glad I'm out of this train wreck. Yeah.
Don't drown in the fantasy. Bye, everybody.
Life is just a fantasy.
Oh, goodness.